Hello and welcome everyone to another installment of Brownstone Yoga. This is going to be about a 15-minute practice and it is designed for you to do almost anywhere. It does not require a mat and like the last class I recorded, you could even keep your shoes on. So it really opens you up to where you might do this short practice. We are going to begin standing. You can stand with the feet hip-width distance apart or inner feet together. And we're going to do a breath exercise. So begin by interlacing your fingers and taking your knuckles underneath your thumbs. Stand tall. With your next inhale breath, draw in through the nose and extend your elbows up towards the ceiling, keeping the knuckles underneath the chin. As you exhale, look up, draw the elbows forward. Breathe out through the mouth. Next inhale breath through the nostrils. Look forward, reach the elbows towards the sky, lengthening the sides of the body too. Exhale, gaze back. Elbows together, teeth touch at the bottom of the breath. Two. Inhale, elbows up. Inhale through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. Elbows forward, teeth together. Three. Inhale, lengthen the sides of the body, fill the lungs. Exhale, gaze goes back. You can even make that ha sound with the breath, like fogging up a mirror. Four. Inhale, lengthen the spine, reach up through the elbows, gaze forward, and exhale, ha, gaze back. Okay, let's take a rest and interlace your fingers with the opposite index finger and thumb in front. Take the knuckles back underneath the chin and we'll do a second set of five. Inhale, elbows skyward. Exhale, elbows forward and together look back. Inhale, elbows lift. Exhale, gaze goes back to. Inhale, elbows lift. Increasing the capacity of the lungs with each breath. Exhale, gaze goes back, elbows forward, three. Inhale. Exhale. Last, biggest breath. And exhale, gaze goes back. Make that ha sound like you're fogging up a mirror as the elbows come together, teeth touch, and then release the arms to your sides. Let's do a little shoulder rolling. Shoulders up towards the ears, towards the back of the room, down, forward, up, and back and down again a few times. Try to bring some fluidity to this movement and think about extending, expanding your range of motion. Go the other direction. Shoulders come forward, down, back, up a few times. Okay. Now extend the right arm towards the sky and then bend the right elbow. Tap the base of the neck. Take the left hand to the right elbow and push the right elbow into the left palm. Lengthen up through the right side body as you ground down through the right foot. So think about lengthening from the waistline down to the floor and from the waistline up to the sky. Keep the chin parallel to the floor. Sides of the neck back, crown of the head lifts. Push that elbow into the resistance of the hand and try to flatten the right shoulder blade onto the back of the chest. Couple more breaths here. Soften the expression on your face. And then we'll switch. Bring the right elbow forward. Left arm reaches to the sky. Lengthen the left side body. And then bend the left elbow skyward, tapping the back of the neck. Take the right hand to the left elbow and then push the left elbow into the resistance of the right hand. Notice if the head has tilted forward, chin towards the chest. Lift the chin parallel to the floor, ease the sides of the neck back, and maybe even imagine a hand at the back of your head. Push into the back of the head, imagining that hand there as you lengthen up through the crown of the head. Notice sensation along the left shoulder, hugging the left shoulder onto the back of the chest. Flatten that shoulder blade against the chest. release the left elbow down and forward. Step the feet apart. So we're going to come down into a few goddess squats. So for goddess pose, you're going to take your heels wider than your hips. You're going to turn your toes out about a 45 degree angle. Let's start with the hands on the hips. Like you're wearing your superhero cape, let the chest be broad, spine tall. And then as you exhale, bend the knees in the direction of the toes, sink the hips down like they're in an elevator shaft, moving straight down. Inhale, straighten the legs. Exhale, bend the knees in the direction of the toes, sinking the heels, sinking the hips. And inhale to straighten. Let's add the arms. Bring in your goalpost arms, American football goalposts. Elbows in towards your armpits, shoulder blades on the back, palms open forward. Inhale, straighten the arms, straighten the legs. Exhale, bend the elbows back to your football goalpost, sink the hips. Inhale, straighten, reach. Exhale, bend, squat. Inhale, straighten, reach. Exhale, weight in the heels, tailbone, taking that elevator shaft down. Inhale, straighten. And this time, exhale to hold. Contract through the outer hips, lengthen through the inner thighs, draw the waistline back as you lengthen the tailbone down and lift the face of your sternum. Open and broaden the sternum. Soften the face, chin parallel to the floor, weight in the heels. And then we're going to take the hands onto the thighs, a little bit of relief. And exhale, dip the right shoulder forward, push into the right thigh with the right hand. Inhale, center. Exhale, dip the left shoulder forward, pushing into the left thigh with the left hand. Inhale through center. Exhale, dip right shoulder forward. Inhale, center. Exhale, dip left shoulder forward. Last round. Inhale, center. Exhale, dip right. Inhale, center. And exhale, dip left. Inhale, center, push through the feet and heel toe the feet back together or about hip width distance and do your little invisible hula hoop move, circling the hips as though supporting a hula hoop, and then switch the direction of your circles. Okay, next is Garudasana or eagle pose. Stand tall, turn the palms forward, roll the shoulders back. With an inhalation, sweep the arms overhead. With an exhalation, wrap the right arm underneath the left arm. And for today, we're going to wrap the hands behind the shoulders as though you're giving yourself a big hug. And then try to walk your hands close, fingertips closer to one another behind your back. Then bring your palms together or grab opposite shoulders. Lift the elbows up, and then sink the hips into your imaginary bar stool, a little higher than your awkward chair. Lift your left leg up over your right, and either point your left toes back, bring your left toes to the floor like a kickstand, or wrap your left foot behind your right. Sink the hips low, lift the elbows, lift the chest, forearms away from the face, upper body back. Soften your face, strengthen your resolve. For 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Unwrap, unwind, sweep the arms up, and exhale, left arm underneath the right. Wrap the arms around the back body, giving yourself a big hug. Inch your fingertips closer to one another behind your back. And then wrap the arms, bring palms together, or grab opposite shoulders. Sink the hips low, weight in the left leg, lift the right leg, point the right toes, use them as a kickstand, or wrap the right toes behind the left ankle. Shift the wrist, elbows, knees, and ankles towards the middle line of your body. Lift the elbows, forearms away from the face, sink the hips, upper body back. Soften the face, strengthen your resolve for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Unwind, sweep the arms up, And then take the arms out to the height of the shoulders, step the feet wide apart. So this is in preparation for our wide-legged forward fold. As I always say here, wide is relative. So step your feet as wide as you are comfortable stepping your feet apart. Inhale, lengthen the spine, extend out through the fingers. Exhale, bring the right hand to the left leg, on the ankle, on the foot, on the calf, wherever you can reach. Inhale, come back up through center, and exhale, left hand to right leg, right arm to the sky. Inhale through center, exhale, right hand to left leg, left arm to the sky, keep the spine long. Inhale, center, exhale, left hand, right leg, right arm to the sky. Inhale, exhale, right to left. Inhale through center, exhale, left to right. Inhale, center, exhale, right to left. Inhale, center, exhale, left to right. Last round. Inhale, center, exhale, right to left. Inhale, center, exhale, left to right. Inhale, center, hands to hips, elbows point towards the back wall. For today, let's interlace the fingers behind the back. Lengthen down through the tailbone. Lift up through the heart, roll the shoulders back. As you exhale, hinge at the hips. Lengthen the chest forward as you push the thighs back, and then extend back through the knuckles, straighten the arms, hug the shoulder blades together, and now release the head towards the earth, release the arms towards the earth as you lift the hips high into the air. Round through the outer edges of the feet, lift into the kneecaps, push the thigh bones back, and release the upper body. Soften the neck. Shrug the shoulders away from the ears as you extend through the knuckles. And with this pose, you can picture energy moving with the breath. As you inhale, drawing up from the earth, up from the backs of the legs, up into the hips. As you exhale, moving down, down through the, from the hips, down the length of the spine, down through the crown of the head, down through the knuckles. Bring your hands to your hips, point your elbows to the ceiling, lift the chin, draw back through the sides of the waistline, coming all the way back up to standing, heel toe the feet back together. And then we'll do a few more standing poses. Take the feet apart, setting up for warrior two. Take your arms to the height of your shoulders, ankles below the wrists. Turn your right toes out 90 degrees. Inhale here. And exhale into your warrior two, right knee bent to a deep 90 degree angle. Inhale in your warrior two, and exhale, peaceful warrior, right arm over, reverse warrior, right arm over the right ear, left hand to the left thigh, stretch the right side body. Inhale, warrior two. So we're just kind of breathing through these poses, keeping them soft. Exhale, right forearm to right thigh, sweep the left arm over the left ear, side angle pose. Inhale, come back, warrior two. Exhale, reverse warrior. Inhale, warrior two. Exhale, side angle, right arm, right thigh, left arm reaches over the left ear. Inhale, warrior two, keep going. Exhale, reverse. Inhale, warrior two. Kind of keeping the pose in a soft focus. Exhale, side angle. Inhale, warrior two. Last round. Exhale, reverse your warrior. Inhale, warrior two. And then exhale to hold side angle. Right forearm to the right thigh. Left arm extends over the left ear. Lengthen through the right inner thigh. Tuck the tailbone forward as you push the left thigh bone towards the wall that your back is facing. Right ribs wrap forward, gaze goes skyward, soften the edges of the mouth for 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Left arm to the ceiling, pull up through the left arm, turn the right toes forward, turn the left toes out, second side. Inhale and exhale, warrior two. Inhale, warrior two, exhale, reverse warrior. Right hand to the left thigh, left arm over the left ear. Inhale, warrior two, Exhale, side angle. Left forearm to the left thigh. Reach with the right arm. Inhale, warrior two. Exhale, reverse. Inhale, warrior two. Exhale, side angle. Inhale, warrior two. Exhale, reverse. Inhale, warrior two. Exhale, side angle. Inhale, warrior two. Exhale, reverse. Last round. Inhale, warrior two. And exhale, side angle. Left forearm to the left thigh. Wrap the left ribs towards the wall or the space that your chest is facing. Wrap the right ribs towards the wall at your back. If there is, in fact, a wall there. Ground through the right foot, press the right thigh bone back, reach through the right fingertips, and try to lift weight out of the left forearm. Breathe here for five, four, three, two, and one. Right arm reaches skyward, pull back up, straighten the left leg, turn all 10 toes forward. And then let's just take a break with the hands on the hips. We're going to come to a triangle pose next. Turn the right toes out once again. Reach the arms up to the height of the shoulders once again. Reach, reach, reach out through the right fingertips. And as you exhale, grab the right ankle with the right hand. Pull up with the right hand on the ankle. Draw the right ribs forward. Spin the left ribs back. Try to stack the shoulders. So today we're going to turn the left palm to the wall that the back is facing. So turn it to face behind you and then bend the left elbow and try to land the back of the left hand at the outside of the right hip. Wrap the right ribs forward, wrap the left ribs back, hug the left shoulder blade onto the back of the chest. Keep the right leg straight and strong. Maybe gaze goes up, soften the edges of your mouth for five, four, three, two, and one. Left arm back to the sky. Pull up with the left arm. Turn the right toes forward. Hands to the hips. Turn the left toes out. Give those arms a break for just a moment. And then sweep them back up to the height of the shoulders. Keep the legs strong and reach out through the left fingertips. Reach, reach, reach. Lengthening the left side of the body. And then landing the left hand on the ankle. Pull up with the ankle as you draw the left ribs forward. Spin the right ribs back. Lengthen from left hip to left armpit. Now, once again, we're going to turn the right hand towards the wall that the back is facing. And then bend the right elbow. Land the right hand at the back of the outside of the left hip. So the back of the hand touches the outer hip, palm facing out. Hug the right shoulder blade deeply onto the back of the chest as you spiral your right ribs forward. Sorry, your left ribs forward, right ribs back. Stay broad across the collarbone. Stay strong in the legs. Take the gaze up. Lengthen through the crown of the head for five, four, three, two, and one. Right arm to the sky. Pull up through the right arm. Turn the left toes forward. Bring the hands together in front of your heart. Push into your right foot. Bend the right knee and step your right foot to center. Bring the left foot to meet it and release your arms to your sides. This next pose is going to be a malasana or a squat. Take your heels as wide as your outer hips, toes turned out at about a 45 degree angle. If it feels okay, we're going to come down to the squat from standing. If that doesn't feel okay, put your hands on the floor, bend your knees, and then come down into your squat. Hands together at heart center, grow tall, and as you exhale, bend the knees in the direction of the toes, sinking the hips down, 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 towards the earth, towards the heels. Take the hands to the inner thighs, widen the elbows into the inner thighs. Hug the inner thighs into the elbows. As you squeeze the legs together, lengthen down through the tailbone. As you broaden out through the elbows, lift into the sternum. If the heels are up, you might just work at getting them down. So since we're not using any props, if the heels are up, that's just how they're going to stay today. Okay. If possible, if available, extend your right fingertips out to the right, and if you can, touch down on the earth, on the floor. Widen the right arm into the right leg, and then sweep the left arm up to the sky, revolving the right ribs forward, and spiraling the left ribs back. Reach to the sky, look up, and then exhale back through center, palms together. Left arm extends straight, fingertips reach to the floor, widen the left arm into the left leg, and sweep the right arm up. Right ribs spiral back, left ribs draw forward, look up, reach up, hands back through heart center, and then fingertips to the floor, press the legs straight, heel toe the feet to about hip width distance, bend the knees, rest the torso on the thighs, let the upper body hang. Take hold of opposite forearms or elbows and do your little wiggle waggle here. You might, I don't know where that came from, wiggle waggle. Walk your ribs down your thighs, shake your head yes and no. Any little movements to help with the release of the upper body. And then fingertips lower to the floor. Begin to strain the legs, lift into the hips. Inhale, lift halfway, and exhale, fold. On your next big inhale, sweep the arms out, up, and overhead. Reach up, look up, palms touch, and then hands together through heart center. Big breath in, and slow breath out. Next breath, even deeper, in through the nostrils. Out through the nostrils. Again, bigger breath in. Longer breath out. Last biggest breath in. And if you'd like, sigh it out like fogging up a mirror. Thank you for joining me in this practice. Please get in touch if there you have any questions or requests for future practices. The light in me bows to the light in you. Namaste.